You're listening to Off the Clock, KBA's Look at Arts and Culture, and I'm your host, Erin McKinstry. 3 in 10 Americans now have a tattoo, according to a 2016 Harris Poll survey. But even with so much demand, getting a start as a tattoo artist can be difficult. When I visited Gabe Garcia at Iron Tiger Tattoo, he told me it takes artistic talent, extensive training, and people skills.
So this is my station. We just remodeled, so a lot of my paintings are still like kind of waiting to be put up and stuff. These are all like different tattoo machines. My friend Chris made me these. Me and my wife go to Disneyland all the time, so he made these Mickey Mouse tattoo machines. My name is Gabriel Garcia, or Gabe Garcia, that's what people call me. I own and operate Iron Tiger Tattoo and Tattoo You. I've been tattooing for about 15 years almost. I started getting into tattoos when I was a kid. My older brother, he's about 5 years older than me, he started getting tattooed when he was 16. So I started hanging around tattoo shops when I was around 12 or 13 years old. That's kind of where that whole like love affair started. When I was a kid, you know, the only type of people that had tattoos were kind of mean, you know, like, and I was all into punk rock and stuff, so that was more or less the attraction. I mean, all the dudes in the bands that I liked, they all had tattoos, and I wanted to be a part of that world. It seemed like everybody that was like kind of involved in that aspect of it just kind of accepted whoever you were. That's certainly not the case anymore. I mean, I tattoo people from all walks of life, you know, so it's a completely different thing now. But I don't know, I guess our general consumer is now isn't like anymore like a punk rocker or a biker or like some kind of hooligan or something like that. It's like those people still get tattooed, you know, but also we tattoo like doctors and lawyers and moms and dads, and I guess television and internet have a lot to do with that too. So.
What? Who's the screen?
Me.
Generally, getting your foot in the door is probably the hardest part. Once you get that foot in the door, you know, then, you know, typical apprenticeship is going to be like minimum 2 years, I think. You're looking at everything from relearning everything you thought you knew about drawing. That takes a long time. And then beyond that, you got to learn like all the sterilization and, you know, universal precautions and stuff like that. And that stuff is super important so you don't spread disease and stuff like that. So the most difficult part about tattooing really is just drawing a picture on a moving target. The other hard part about doing a tattoo is really just like making some people happy, man. It's hard. Like there's a certain type of customer that doesn't know what they want, but they definitely know what they don't want. I'm usually like most happy with tattoos when people leave and they seem like stoked about it, you know. But one of the biggest things I love about tattooing is just that, you know, there's not a lot of crafts or careers out there where you're constantly learning, you know, constantly doing something new, learning something new. So, and with tattooing being what it is and like constantly evolving and changing and everything like that, like you're never going to get to a point where you know it all. Like you're the best. I don't know. I just love everything about tattoos. I love good tattoos, bad tattoos, mediocre tattoos. I don't know. I just like tattoos.
Thanks for listening to Off the Clock, KBA's Look at Arts and Culture. I'm Erin McKinstry.